you know, my wife is, her name's Erin. She's a very, very good mother, but she may have made a lifetime damaging mistake over the weekend.
Would you shake her a little bit? Would you shake Raleigh?
No, I don't shake babies. That's not my thing.
You read the bumper sticker.
I said the sticker, yeah.
Yeah, I don't shake babies.
That's good.
But I was kind of busy doing chores and stuff, and my wife picked up a movie for my daughter to watch that upset her so much.
Your daughter? Right?
My daughter is 4, and my wife ran to Best Buy yesterday and bought her a copy of E.T. That stands for extraterrestrial.
Right.
Or Eddie Torres.
We're talking about aliens here.
Man, he gets sick in that movie.
That movie is so sad. And I'm getting done with some of my stuff I'm working on, some of my chores. I come in about the last 20, 30 minutes of that movie. My wife's sitting there crying. Her mom's sitting there crying. And my daughter sitting there holding a stuffed E.T., just bawling her eyes out.
Three generations just boo-hooing.
Just boo-hooing.
Got three generations there just crying.
Just a cry. My daughter's 4, and she's clenched onto this E.T. doll, and she has it in front of her face, and she's looking like around it, just bawling. You know the scene when they commandeer their home and cover it in plastic. Oh, you haven't seen
I've
it.
I've never seen it.
Cover it in plastic and quarantine them. And E.T.'s there sick, and he's leaning white. Over, and he's, pale. Yeah, he's ghostly white.
Barely
and
move. He's
dry
barely
skin.
Breathing.
His eyes are pale, and he's like going, Elliot.
Why is he sick? What's wrong with him?
He's dying because he wants to go home.
Where's home? Cleveland?
Wherever in space.
Oh, in space. How did E.T. get to Earth?
He rode
they
his
were,
bike.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Erin, who's on the phone, who traumatized my child. They were coming to Earth to get some plants and stuff to take home to study.
They were stealing.
Stealing from Earth.
That's what you get.
And E.T. got left behind.
It was an accident.
Oh.
It was an accident. And then E.T. befriended a little boy named Elliot. And this is where Drew Barrymore first made her mark. She was probably, 5, 6 years old in this movie?
That sounds right.
So cute.
Mm-hmm.
So dang cute. And Elliot, connected with E.T. and could feel all the same feelings and emotions of E.T.
Oh, really?
So Elliot's laying there half dead, too.
Dark circles in his eyes, sweating.
They're all hooked up, and there's doctors everywhere, and E.T. dies on the table, and my daughter is a wreck. My daughter is coming unglued, and a part of me wanted to just scoop her up before this movie is over and take her to Ben and Jerry's and cheer her up. She was upset. She cried for an hour after the movie. What were you thinking? Erin, what were you thinking?
Well, she spent the night at my mom's last night. My mom has so many toys in her house. She has more toys than we do.
Saturday night.
Saturday night. And she had a little stuffed E.T. doll that she said Raleigh just fell in love with. She told me over the phone, she goes, I've never seen Raleigh get this excited over a toy. And she was begging my mom if she could have it. And my mom had the old E.T. movie, the E.T. movie on an old VHS tape, and was showing it to Raleigh and asked if she wanted to see it, and she did, but the tape, it was so old, it wouldn't work, and Raleigh would not quit talking about it. So I was like, I'll go to Best Buy and get it for her. You know, granted, it's been like 20-something years since I've seen the movie. I had no recollection of how sad
it is. So sad.
I mean, and I was surprised that she got it. I mean, she really...
She got roped into every little emotional detail. You know how Spielberg movies are. They just start playing the music, right, and you start crying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I know. I wonder what you were thinking when you came in, because my mom was crying, I was crying, and Raleigh was lying in my lap crying. And at the end, she was so upset, and we kept trying to explain to her, no, it's a happy movie. E.T. got to go home and be with all of his friends and his family and his mommy and daddy. It's a good movie. So I don't know. She keeps asking me to watch it again.
Really?
And go through all those emotions again.
She wants to. She's a girl.
It's a chick thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys enjoy running the gamut of emotions that people have.
where
guys would just assume stick with happy and buzzed.
I think she needed a good cry.
Those are the two we want. If we're not happy or buzzed.
Right.
You should rent Old Yeller next.
I know. Was it you asked me if I was going to let her see Bambi or what?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah. What's on the rest of the afternoon? Philadelphia.